from two wheels now to four, and specifically what comes out of car tailpipes. In Vermont, local car and truck dealers, along with the big guys like Daimler Chrysler and General Motors, are all in court today, suing to stop the state of Vermont from regulating auto emissions. This follows a Supreme Court decision last week. The court said the EPA can regulate greenhouse gases emitted by cars. Dave McCurdy is a former congressman from Oklahoma who's now president and CEO of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Earlier, I asked him what the automakers make of the Supreme Court ruling.
We believe that the Supreme Court's decision affirms an important principle that the EPA and the federal government has the primary role in dealing with climate change legislation, climate change policy in the country. And as an alliance and as an industry, we think it's important that the nation, through its federal government, develops an economy-wide, comprehensive approach to climate change, and which is a very critical issue.
Let's talk numbers here for a moment. What kind of mileage standards might automakers have to meet in order to curb these carbon emissions?
It's interesting you ask that question because that's traditionally how this issue has been addressed when it comes to just fuel efficiency. But under an economy-wide program such as a cap and trade, you're trying to move away from a traditional miles per gallon standard and look at actually tons of carbon that's emitted, and if you can actually reduce the number of tons emitted by a particular sector of the economy or the economy as a whole. So our position is that the auto industry, which emits about a fifth of the CO2 in our economy, has a role to play, and it has a responsibility to reduce emissions, and we are actually doing that. But I think going forward, we're going to try to work with government to develop a new standard for determining how to actually reduce them.
We heard yesterday on our program from folks in California and Vermont who say that the Supreme Court's decision last week bolsters them in their belief that emissions can be monitored at the state level. How do the automakers feel about this claim?
Well, that's a point of contention and one where we actually do differ. I stated earlier that the manufacturers believe that there ought to be a national solution to this issue, and that we shouldn't be having multiple state decisions or different standards vis-a-vis different states and jurisdictions. California was grandfathered under the Clean Air Act and had a waiver, and they continued to apply for waiver for having a stricter requirement standard for air quality inside the state. But that's different than regulating fuel efficiency in miles per gallon. So under that provision, it's clear that the federal government has delegated that authority exclusively to the Department of Transportation and NHTSA, which is the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. You know, it's good to have state leadership, but it's more important, I think, to have a national consensus and to move aggressively to try to solve this problem.
Dave McCurdy is president and CEO of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.